In better times, Castle might be crowing about an expansion of the Fairbanks area's economy that would be driven by $500 million in construction and 5,000 new people who are expected to be drawn here by the F-35s. Instead, the mayor says he's just glad the economic benefits will basically just enable the area to hold its own.
So it's huge for all of us in the borough, and it's helping save our bacon, so to speak, with the changing economy and what's going on in the state.
What's going on statewide is a continuation of the economic slowdown that's been underway for more than 3 years now, caused by plummeting oil prices and a corresponding freefall of state revenues that come from the industry. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Alaska's unemployment rate in August, the latest month for which data is available, stood at 6.3%. In the borough, it was 5.5%. Statewide job growth, wage growth, GDP growth, and home prices were all down by more than 2 percentage points in August from the 10-year average. So Castle says the near-term prospect of slow or no growth in the borough's economy doesn't sound too bad.
We're going to see our economy stay comparatively flat while the rest of the state is going to be taking a pretty good hit.
Castle took a few minutes away from schmoozing during Tuesday's F-35 celebration of sorts at Eielson to explain studies that suggest more than 5,000 people coming to the area with the warplanes also will likely offset a decrease in the Fairbanks area population that's largely due to cuts in funding for state agencies and the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
We have been also quantifying the exodus from Fairbanks as a result of cuts at the university, state cuts. There's been a number of those that are resulting in people leaving Fairbanks now.
Castle says most of the new residents probably will find homes on the city's east side, closer to Eielson, while much of the population losses likely will occur on the west side around the university. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.